Welcome to OV English School. Today, we are in a busy tax office with Maya. It is late afternoon, and the clock is moving fast. A client keeps calling because an important form is missing. Maya wants to answer before 4 p.m., but she also has to protect private data and follow office rules. So she asks a very modern question. Can AI help her write the email? Or is that too risky? In this episode, you will hear a natural office conversation, useful phrases, and one clear safe process. Listen for Maya's choices, because the pressure is real. The client is worried. Maya is under a deadline, and one small mistake could create a bigger problem. I need help. The client has called twice today, and it is almost 3:30. I need to draft a reply before 4 p.m.
Yes, but be careful. Use only public or fake details. Do not enter names, tax numbers, phone numbers, or private records.
Right. The client already sounds upset, and I do not want to make things worse.
Exactly. You can write Client A and Form X. That keeps the case anonymous.
Okay, that feels safer. I just need a starting point, because my inbox is full and my manager is in a meeting.
Then AI can help with the first version. When you say draft a reply, you mean write a first version, not the final email.
Yes, that is what I need. A first version I can fix. The client is stressed, so I want the tone to be calm.
Good thinking. Keep your prompt simple. Say the task, the tone, and the general situation.
I typed, write a polite email for Client A. Explain that Form X is still missing and we need it soon. B. That is clear. Now, before we read the result, what do you expect? Will the AI sound warm, too direct, or maybe too formal? Maybe too formal or too cold. AI often sounds correct, but not very human.
Let's see.
Oh no. It says, send the papers now or your file may fail. That sounds hard and a bit threatening.
I agree. It is direct, but not helpful. The client is already anxious. If they read that line, they may panic.
Yes, and then they will probably call again. That would save no time at all.
Exactly. So this is the moment to stop and decide. Do you send it quickly because of the deadline, or do you fix it first?
I fix it first. A fast bad email is still a bad email.
Good choice.
I remember one office rule, but I want to check it. We must follow official guidance. What does that mean here?
Official guidance means the approved rules from your office. It is the trusted source. If AI says one thing and the office checklist says another, follow the checklist.
So AI can support the work, but it cannot replace the rules.
Exactly. AI is a tool. It is useful, but it is not the decision maker.
That makes sense. And there is another phrase my manager uses all the time. Human review. B. Yes, human review means a real person checks the final answer before it goes out. Not a two-second look, but a real check. So, the safe order is, remove private details, create a draft, then do human review.
Yes, that is the safe three-step order.
Wait, I found a bigger problem. The AI wrote that the client has 10 days to reply, but our office rule says 14 days.
Good catch. That is exactly why human review matters.
If I send the wrong deadline, the client might rush for no reason, or they might lose trust in us.
Right. In office work, the tone matters, but the facts matter even more.
I am changing it now. How about this? Please send Form X by Friday so we can continue your case.
Better. It is clear and polite. But check one more thing. Does by Friday match the real deadline?
Good point. Friday is fine in this case, because Friday is still inside the 14-day limit.
Great. Then it gives the client a simple next step without breaking the rule.
I want to add one line because the client asked if we lost the form. Maybe, at the moment, we cannot see Form X in your file. That sounds natural. It answers the question without blaming anyone. Yes, because maybe they sent it, and maybe it was delayed. I do not know yet.
Exactly. In customer emails, it is often better to be careful when the facts are incomplete.
The client just sent another message. They wrote, "I already sent everything last week." Oh, now I feel worse for them.
True.
If I were in that situation, I would want a calm answer, not a cold warning.
So what is your next move? Predict it before you act.
First, I will not send the unapproved AI draft. Second, I will check the file again. Third, I will ask my manager to review my new version.
That sounds professional.
I checked the file notes. There is no record of Form X arriving. So I will write, "At the moment we cannot confirm receipt of Form X." Be very good. That phrase is careful and accurate. Dear Client A, at the moment we cannot confirm receipt of Form X. Please send it by Friday so we can continue your case. If you already sent it, please reply with the date sent. Thank you. B. That works well. It is polite, clear, and useful. It also gives the client a simple action. And it sounds more human. Not perfect, but better.
Better is enough when it is accurate and kind.
My manager is back. I'll ask for human review now.
Good idea. A quick check now can prevent a bigger problem later.
She reviewed it. She changed only one phrase and approved it.
Great. So you met the deadline?
Yes. I sent it at 3:52. The client got a clear answer today, and I followed the rules.
Well done. What did you learn from this?
AI helped me start faster, but I still had to think. I had to protect data, check official guidance, and use human review.
Exactly. AI can save time, but only when people stay responsible.
Question. Why did Maya use Client A and Form X in her prompt? Answer. Because fake details protect private data in the AI tool. Question. What does draft or reply mean in this story? Answer. It means writing a first version that Maya can change later. Question. The AI gave 10 days, but the office rule said 14. What should Maya trust, and why? Answer. She should trust the official guidance, because office rules are the improved source. Question. Maya stopped before sending the first AI email. Why was that a smart decision? Answer. The tone was too hard, and one fact was wrong. Question. Can you say the safe 3-step order from memory? Answer. Remove private details, make a draft, then do human review. Nice work today. Maya had pressure, a worried client, and a deadline. But she did not let speed control her decision. She used AI for a draft, not for the final answer. She followed official guidance, corrected the facts, and asked for human review. That is smart office English, and it is also smart office behavior. Now here is your challenge. Can you remember the safe 3-step order without looking? Say it aloud if you can. Remove private details, make a draft, then do human review. If you want more practical English like this, visit ovenglish.com. Keep going. You are building real workplace English step by step.